The Pennsylvania House Rules Committee struck down the Republican-controlled Senate's proposal for funding SEPTA before tomorrow's big deadline. Now, yesterday, Senate Republicans ignored the latest plan from House Democrats and passed its own that Democratic leaders said had no chance. Bucks County Republican Frank Ferry says dipping into the Public Transit Trust Fund's $2-plus billion to cover SEPTA for 2 years makes more sense than the plan from House Democrats that would have dipped into existing sales tax revenue.
They've passed that plan 5 different times, never once saying where that funding is coming from. And while they've been playing political games, we've been working on a solution.
But Bucks County Democrat Steve Santacero says this plan is a shell game.
The vast majority of it has already been spoken for capital projects throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Other southeastern PA Democrats say it would be a net loss for SEPTA, funding the agency for 2 years but requiring ongoing fare hikes while sending money to rural roads and highways. It remains unclear whether both sides can pass a bill by tomorrow, but chances are slim. SEPTA has set a deadline for Thursday before making further cuts in service, potentially leaving hundreds of thousands of workers and students scrambling to get to work and school. Stay with KYW News Radio for continuing coverage on this developing story.